This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Customers at Barney's Beanery in West Hollywood were surprised to see Taylor Swift settled in a booth to celebrate a pal of hers' birthday. Swift spent a couple of hours talking and eating before heading out and having one of her security guards pay the tab upon her exit. Wonder if she had the chili with beans or without? Only Travis Kelce knows. Billie Eilish, 22, posted a photo of herself showing her latest tattoo on the left side of her hip that reads, "Hard and Soft." The Bad Guy songstress shared the photo on her Instagram story, which she added all of her 117 million followers to, announcing her forthcoming album, Hit Me Hard and Soft. This leaves me soft. The conclusion of the long-running HBO comedy Curb Your Enthusiasm drew 1.1 million viewers across HBO, Max, and other digital platforms. The series finale scored the biggest Sunday night audience of its 12th season, but did not beat the 1.4 million viewers for the season 10 finale. Still, pretty good. Lady Gaga confirmed she's engaged to boyfriend Michael Polanski. While she hasn't shared any specific details about the making of her ring, it's likely worth a small fortune. It's a 6-7 carat pink sapphire with a diamond halo totaling 3-4 carats, which would easily retail between $300,000 and $400,000, which we are gaga over. Bianca Censori did it again. The ex-architect was out grabbing dinner with Kanye West in LA in a completely sheer dress without bra or panties, which left little to the imagination. Completely naked underneath, Censori turned heads as she wore what could only be described as a giant condom. Yep, Kanye ruins another one.
Dead or alive?
Actor Michael Clark Duncan is best known for his roles in The Green Mile, Daredevil, and Armageddon. Dead or alive? Dead. Duncan, notable for his deep voice and large frame, suffered a heart attack in 2012. He was rushed to the hospital on July 12th and remained there until his death on September 3rd. Rumor has it the food killed him. Morgan Wallen is facing criminal charges after allegedly throwing a chair off the roof of a bar in downtown Nashville. The country singer was arrested and booked on 3 felony counts of reckless endangerment and 1 misdemeanor count of disorderly conduct. He was later released from jail after posting $15,000 bond. Can't you just sing? O.J. Simpson has died. After a long battle with prostate cancer, the former NFL star and controversial public figure passed away surrounded by his family. He was 76. Simpson infamously stood trial for the double murder of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ron Goldman, but was acquitted. The juice is no longer loose. Megan Thee Stallion stripped down completely for the cover of the latest Women's Health magazine. Yep, Megan bears it all in the new issue, though tastefully covered, where she talks about how she's gotten her body to be toned by swapping out full meals for smoothies and switching to tequila from cognac. But sorry, no WAP in this issue.
Idiot of the Week!
JoJo Siwa released a music video channeling her inner Gene Simmons. Siwa, who got her break in show business when she appeared on Dance Moms in 2015, appears in the Kiss-centric video, which was supposed to show a new, edgier version of her, but instead revealed an adult version of the same talentless twit she was before. Idiot! After Pete Davidson's exit from Bupkis led to the TV series cancellation, the Saturday Night Live alum handed out cash prizes to some creators who worked on the show. He handed hundreds of thousands of dollars to the creators who worked on season one. He did so as a way of thanking them for all their hard work. Aw, he's so nice. And so strange. Instagram model Jade Ramey is saying Pete Diddley accuser Rodney Jones is lying that she was a sex worker for the rap mogul, though she admits she had a relationship with him. Jones, an ex-employee of Diddy's, filed a lawsuit against him in which he alleged Ramey, Young Miami, and Daphne Joy were all sex workers for Diddy. What did Diddy do? Angelina Jolie was out shopping with daughter Vivienne in New York. The Mr. and Mrs. Smith star was all smiles after recently claiming that ex-husband Brad Pitt's alleged physical abuse started well before his infamous 2016 plane incident. The mother-daughter duo happily strolled with large brown shopping bags in hand while the divorce has no end in sight. Maggie Sajak, 29, was photographed holding hands and sharing a kiss with white-collar actor Ross McCall, 48, in L.A. Sajak works on Wheel of Fortune as a quote-unquote social correspondent. Her dad, Pat, taped his final Wheel episode after serving as host for 41 years, and she's still employed there. For now.
The Trash Bin.
Christian Richard is officially pulling the plug on his marriage to Christine Quinn. Richard filed for divorce from the Selling Sunset star just over 2 weeks after he was arrested for domestic violence in their home. This was the guy who threw a bottle at his wife, accidentally hitting his 2-year-old son in the face instead. And he's the one filing for divorce?
The news wrap-up.
Tesla stock rose after Elon Musk announced the company would unveil a robo-taxi August 8th. The iPhone SE 4 may get modern features like Face ID, potentially signaling the end of the home button. Apple will introduce new iPad models before the end of April. The MPA has plans to crack down on movie piracy again. Hey, any improvement is welcome, but good luck.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Civil War is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter is number one for the second week.
The number one app.
It's still Shadow Rocket.
The number one book.
Jonathan Haidt's The Anxious Generation holds the top spot for the second week.
24-year-old Dasha was born and raised in San Luis Obispo, California, where she grew up listening to Dolly Parton and Taylor Swift. Since 2021, the singer-songwriter has released a string of singles which were featured on her first studio album, Dirty Blonde. This year, however, she was signed by Warner Records, and her second studio album, What Happens Now, is chock full of really strong tracks like this country-tinged one, which we love. Here's Dasha with the song of the week, Austin.
We had a plan, move out of this town, baby, west to the sand. It's all we talked about lately. I packed a car, bring your guitar and Jane for smoking. First thing at dawn, you'd cue the songs and we get going. Brought you on home, waited on the porch for you, sat there alone. All throughout the morn till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans and I'll be damned, your bags were never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Where there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nerves come get you? What's your alibi? I made my way back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here, drunk, washed up in Austin.
That was Dasha with the song of the week, Austin. Follow us across all social media. That's LA Spins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.